A Chinese-Australian artist is accusing the National Gallery of Victoria of self-censoring after it declined to host a discussion about the pro-democracy movement and Hong Kong. The cartoonist, visual artist and political activist Ba Jiu Zhao says he wanted to hold an event called Art and Resistance at the NGV in Melbourne, and it was going to be with the Cantonese pop singer Denise Ho, who's currently visiting Australia. Now, you might be aware that the gallery currently has an exhibition of the famous Terracotta Warriors, alongside contemporary artist Tsai Guo Jiang, whom we've covered on this programme. Now, that show is a joint project between the NGV and some Chinese state museums. So, Ba Jiu Zhao, thank you so much for coming onto the Art Show this morning.
Hi, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, first of all, what was the event that you wanted to hold at the gallery? What were you going to be discussing?
So, the plan is to having established this kind of dialogue between me and Denise Ho and talking about art and the resistance in Hong Kong. But we also want to make this event to be a very open platform for discussion. So all the audience should be, you know, welcome to this event, including the ones who are pro-China, who might have very different opinion with us. But I think that's the only way to actually solve the problem, which is opening the dialogue.
Now, what reasons did the NGV give you for declining to hire a venue for you to hold the talk?
So, yes, this is a very frustrated experience for me. Last week, some of our volunteers from the Hong Kong community went down to NGV to asking about the possibility to hire a venue to hold this event. And on the site, we were told by the NGV that actually they have availability for the show, but before they can say yes or no, they need to do an internal discussion about the security concern. So the next day, we receive an email from them to say that, unfortunately, they couldn't do that. But they didn't specify the exact reason why they turned it down. And after that, we're following to asking what is reason. If it is about the security concern, then we can certainly help on this point by enhancing, you know, private security guard or inform the Victoria Police to helping on this issue. However, we've never heard back from NGV ever.
Now, I should say at this point that the ABC has contacted the NGV for comment on the issue, but we haven't heard back. We hope to over the next few days. But Ba Jiu Zhao, if the talk had attracted pro-China participants, and if it had got very heated, like some of the protests have already in our capital cities around Australia, isn't that a legitimate security concern for the gallery?
Well, it is, but it is, from my understanding, it is not the acceptable for the gallery to escape from this very important responsibility, which is using art to ease the problem, to open the dialogue, to make it possible for people with different opinions sit down and talking through a solution.
So why did you want to go to the NGV to hold this discussion? So Art and Resistance was going to be the discussion. So is that the role of the gallery to host a discussion such as this?
I think definitely. Well, gallery, especially like public gallery, is a foundation or showcase for the artists to express our different ideas. And from my understanding, as artists, we do have a responsibility to address the most important issue in this society, such as free speech, democracy, and freedom. And that is the whole purpose for me to become an artist. And I think a government-funded institution definitely have also the same responsibility to provide an opportunity for artists like me and Denise to express, to actually protect us and giving us the opportunity to do that.
Now, Ba Jiu Zhao, you're accusing the National Gallery of Victoria of self-censorship. The gallery has fairly recently hosted a major exhibition by Ai Weiwei, and he himself, a very famous artist who is equally famously critical of the Chinese government. So how does that correspond with your perceptions of the situation?
Well, that is also one of the reasons why I want to approach to NGV in the first place. Because I know the Ai Weiwei show was quite successful, and I see the open mind of the gallery, that they have the guts to challenge the Chinese government by showcasing such a great political artist from China. And actually, I worked with Weiwei in 2008 for a year. So that is the reason why I want to find NGV and seeking help from them. However, now I have to say I'm really disappointed with this situation, especially after we trying to ask a reason why they've remained their silence since our inquiry. So yeah, it's quite a disappointment.
Are you surprised?
Well, yes and no, because according to the history that NGV was holding Ai Weiwei's show, so I have a sense of hope. However, at the moment, when they having this flagship Terracotta Warrior show, they're also, you know, looming some darkness on this proposal, because we know that Terracotta Warrior are kind of national treasure from China, and there's no way those kind of treasure were coming out without the nodding head from the Chinese government. So I guess this show is really having a very tight relationship with China, and maybe that is the reason why they don't want to hold a show which is having very different opinion on pro-China.
Now, it's speculation, obviously, that we can't comment on or confirm here at the ABC. Your talk, Art and Resistance, will it still be going ahead, Badu Ta?
Yes, actually, fortunately, we've located another venue. So this is really a long journey for looking for venue. We've tried 10 different venues and we got turned off by 9 times. And just yesterday, we finally find the venue that we want.
How else are Chinese-Australian artists here in Australia responding to the pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong?
Well, I think I didn't really see a lot Chinese artists are speak up like me, unfortunately. And it is quite understandable, because after I did so, I have been experiencing all sorts of intimidation and harassment, including followed in Australia and a possible home invasion. And not mentioning I received like death threat from my social media, Instagram or Twitter, in a daily basis. So for any other artists who from China, whether they're living in China or in Australia, they're all going to facing a very harsh consequence if they choose to speak up like me.
Now, just within the last couple of minutes, Badu Ta, can you just give, for listeners who may not be aware of your work, can you just give us a sense of the sort of work that you are doing otherwise here in Australia?
Right. So I'm a political cartoonist as well as a fine artist doing exhibition in the galleries. And the most of my work are actually tackling with the situation in China and Hong Kong, especially about the human rights abuse, protest and freedom of speech. And my work has been circulated quite widely inside of China, even giving the censorship hard work on deleting all my works. Because my approach is I always want to engage with very popular mean to the political content. So when people see it, they instinctively, you know, building the bridge of what exactly the message that I want to express. For an example, that after Xi Jinping, the Chinese president, was referred to the image of Winnie the Pooh, I did a lot amount of cartoons that picturing Xi Jinping as this yellow bear. And apparently this image has been making a very challenge for the censorship system in China. Because on one hand, if it censored Winnie the Pooh as Xi Jinping, then people would ask, why would you, you know, forbidden a such harmless and lovely image? But on the other hand, if they are worried about backlash and letting my image of Xi Jinping and cross Winnie the Pooh survives, then I suddenly have a window to express my political message.
Okay, Badu Ta, thank you so much for coming on to the art show, and thank you for expressing your opinion. And again, we have invited the NGV to comment on this issue, but we are yet to hear back. So thank you so much for coming on to the show.
Thank you.
the political cartoonist Badu Tsao. And the art show, as I mentioned, we have contacted the NGB several times for comment. We're still waiting to hear back. Now, there's a documentary film on ABC iView right now about Badu Tsao, and it's called China's Artful Dissident. If you'd like to hear more about this story, RN's pop culture flagship show, Stop Everything, will be speaking with the canto pop singer Denise Ho, who is taking part in this discussion as well, and she'll be on the show on Friday.